Howdy, pickle people.
Wow.
What?
Go, keep going. Fuck it.
What do you mean, wow?
I just didn't expect a howdy.
Because howdy, y'all. Howdy, Mrs. K.
We're going to lose so many. We're going to lose the rest of our
viewers.
We're
going to gain so many viewers, I promise. Intern, roll the new intro we recorded earlier today.
This is the Tom Dill Show. It's not the Dill Tom Show. This is my favorite show. Because it is his show. It's the Tom Dill Show.
Thank you very much. Intern's always got our back. We're drinking some whiskey.
Yeah, can you want to pronounce it?
Nikka.
It's from Yoichi.
N-I-K-K-A. We're pouring a glass now. We're each going to have one. Cheers.
Cheers. Welcome to the pickle jar.
So I got one story today, and then I'm going to be just read some random Tinder bios that I'm going to be swiping through throughout. So my friend, we won't name him, he works at a specific store. I don't think I can say it.
Just say it.
Home Depot.
Okay.
And he works night shift. My friend went to work drunk, right?
Hell yeah.
So he's at work. He's taking care of one pallet, and he was drunk. He started working on a pallet he wasn't supposed to be working on. And they told him he had that because they saw he was drunk or like he was fucked up or whatever. They told him he had to go home and they wouldn't let him drive. So they made him spend $70 to take a taxi home. Then he told the taxi driver, like, can you drive me back to there? I need to get my car. So the taxi driver, so in total, he spent like $130 or $110.
To get how far?
He got home and then he told that guy he had to go to the bank first to pay the guy. And he's like, can you take me back to my car? Because, like, so work won't know and I can take it back. Because his car would have been stuck in Middletown.
Okay. Oh, that, okay.
So, then he tells me, he's like, you're going back to work and a supervisor found out. Like, the higher supervisor. He was like, it was a 55-year-old mom. And I was like, dude. She said, everyone said she was a cunt. She goes, if you're ever drunk or anything, you can't come to work. Ooh. Here's my number. Call me.
Oh.
And I'll clock you in.
Yo, what?
Yeah, I said, dude, she wants your yuck. Fuck her.
Facts.
Right? And he's like, nah. I was like, what?
He's gay.
I was like, bro. I was like, is she hot? She goes, she's just a typical 55-year-old mom.
That,
like,
sounds so hot.
I'd fuck the shit out of her.
Well.
There's
because 55 could be really just not. It could be pretty gross.
He said, like, in her 20s, she was probably sexy. She can't look that bad now.
Can I use your mom as...
I will beat the fuck out of you.
Okay,
right now.
So I'm not gonna... I don't think she's hot. If that helps.
I will still beat the fuck out of you.
But I'm using it in that because Kim seems like just a normal 50-something-year-old mom. I wouldn't have sex with Kim, though.
Well, that's because she's... your friend's mother.
I would have had sex with Bo's mom.
I told him to send me a picture,
photos.
But he was like, dude, I don't take pictures. And then he's like, name
Wait,
of my friend.
What? Are they
of his
talking
manager.
About Bo's mom?
No.
I was like, why would you ask that?
No, I would never do that.
Oh, my God.
No, it was my friend's manager or whatever the hell
oh,
he is.
Oh, fuck yeah. Send photos over that stupid
but,
manager.
He said, no, he didn't have any. And then he's like, dude, name a hot 55-year-old. I was like, dude.
Well, name 100.
Yeah, dude, I was like, it's not
Kristen.
That hard.
Kristen. I actually...
Is she 50?
I actually don't even know.
Yeah, so then we just went in this back and forth. I was like, dude, I don't fucking take pictures of random fucking MILFs I meet in public, sadly.
We should.
Maybe we should. But then I was like,
I think
dude,
women want,
like,
to, want to be gawked at and want to be stalked and harassed.
I don't know, like, actors' names. I got, like, Tom Hanks and Adam Sandler, and that's about it for actors. Hanks actually, Jennifer Aniston, too. She's fucking... sexy.
Oh, I love Jennifer Aniston.
Exactly.
She's so sexy.
And that's about my three actors.
So you know the most famous ones.
Yeah. Let me read some Tinder bios for everybody out there.
Tinder segment, roll the intro, the old intro.
So this is what for the people in India and Canada and Norway now. Shout out to Norway, your new
Yeah, shout out Norway.
Shout out Norway. Now we got the three biggest countries, you know. They're the big ones in our hearts. In our hearts.
In
our hearts. India, Canada, and Norway.
Still crazy. Canada's only a country, not a continent.
Of course. There are half.
I think they should break off.
Well, no. North America is Canada and America. And Mexico.
I know, but I just think cut them loose.
No, but then I
You know what spells come? Canada, United States, Mexico.
So we got a, for our Tinder segment, we got a Angel, 20, pansexual queer woman. So their bio is, hi there, I'm Angel, bio major. I'm looking for friends, people to talk to, go with the flow. In an open relationship, sucks to be the guy.
Yeah.
Boyfriend featured in the video. There's no video on her account, so I don't know where he is.
Do you think she has a website? That video?
Maybe. Not into hookups. I'm fine with FWB if it happens. Not actively looking for it, though. Her snap.
So she doesn't have a boyfriend.
No, she does. She just,
I'm looking for friends with benefits, but, you know, I gotta make sure my boyfriend likes you first. Like, so you don't.
She just have another friend with benefits, basically.
But it's like, so that's not a relationship.
Yeah, dude, it's just a cuck.
I think that's fucking bullshit.
I like
it's
cooking, gaming, singing, listening to music, and so on. I'm awkward. Swipe right anyway.
You can tell just looking at them.
I got no shot. They have a long bio.
Read the whole thing.
New phone, who dis?
Oh, wow. Is that really how it starts?
But no, seriously, I got a new phone and didn't open this thing for like 6 months, so who dis?
That's what they all say.
I'm ready to mingle, but also ready to be terribly awkward around anyone I find even remotely attractive. Necessary information. I'm a hobbit. I enjoy the good long bottom leaf.
Yo, what?
Tasty food and even better company. Coincidentally, I'm short as fuck as well. Topping out at 5.
She's topping?
Five feet, nine inches.
She's topping?
I couldn't even read that.
Super like her. She's topping.
I don't shave my armpits. Deal with it. And that's also, that's a radish. Oh, she really doesn't.
Oh, that's a lot. It's not even like, that's a lot.
Oh.
And it's one of those things, if you don't, whatever, people are either going to be into it or not, but like.
We'll just set her with a normal.
When it becomes your entire personality, like in your bio and like you're showing it off in your photos, I don't care. Like, sometimes my pubes get a little bit long. I'm not going to show them off because I don't fucking care. No one gives a shit.
Aries with a mullet. Hefty men check.
Let's go. I'm going to have to hit her with a super like. Tom, that's all me.
You wish, bud. Just because your girl doesn't invite you to Bruins game when she has extra tickets.
Come on. She didn't even tell me about the free tickets.
I just want to
like,
see all her pictures.
Who'd she go with?
She's an antique dealer. I respect it.
She's hot.
Oh, I forgot what I put my song onto, but I did have it on Whores of Sailor Town for a while.
Oh, you're not going to get likes
but
on
I
that.
Have it, I think I have it as an MF Doom song right now.
You have to play into their character.
Now, fuck that, dude. I'm me.
That's why you don't get...
Fuck! It's starting to all click now, dude. It's really starting to click. I'm a fuck up.
Tom, we're going to get you one. We're going to get you this girl.
I wish.
Super like her and then go to your profile. What's your profile? Let's see. Oh, which one, Tom?
Team Tinder.
Ugh, that girl. Angel super liked you back.
Ah, fuck.
The one with the boyfriend. Can I respond to her? I'm not going to get super weird where she blocks instantly.
Oh, I can kill
I'm
going to
say, how hot is your boyfriend? Thank you guys for listening. It's always so real, and, like, I just want to let you guys know that, like, Tom hates everybody. You should hear how badly he talks about India and Norway and Canada. He's so racist. Oh, shit. Hey, Tom. Oh, fuck.
Say it with your chest, bro. Say it in my fucking face.
No. No, I wasn't talking about you. Tom's final thoughts. What do we got, Tom? Did she respond to you on Tinder?
Really? That's weird. Most people can see the video on my profile. I said, honestly, there's 8 pictures and 2 of them are a cool-looking cat, just so she'd respond.
Nice. That always works.
Well, she said, I just added a pic of him. Let's see if it's there.
She added a pic of her boyfriend for you, Tom. That's hot. Can I respond?
Oof.
I'm going to say he looks like a thumb, and you look like
Oh, whoa.
And ugly bitch.
Oh, whoa.
Damn, even sends sand.
I spelt birch. I spelled bitch incorrectly. You look like an ugly tree.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Not birch. It's actually mad good firewood. And if you want fire starter, skin some birch bark. Good shit's good.
That's how you get her back. You go birch.
Survival tips for everybody on the podcast. Let's put a lin on it mad quick. If you need firewood or anything like that, birch, good shit for fire starters. You're welcome.
How can you tell what a birch is, though?
Birches are white trees. They're usually kind of thinner.
Nice. Nice. And, slim, white, and tender. Just like 18-year-olds.
You know what's up. You know
whoa. It's illegal. It's legal.
So, yeah, if you ever need to
British
start a fire in the woods.
British people fuck 16-year-olds. Gross.
Oof. That's
legal over there. It's disgusting.
That is kind of fucked.
Yeah, I was not an adult at 16 or 18.
I've been an adult since I was like 8. That's because.
Were you molested?
That wasn't until I was 10.
It's true. We talked about that.
Well, we'll screw the lid back on this one. We went some pretty dark places, rape and whatnot.
Real dark.
Yeah, real dark. Fast. Real fucked up. You know, but
we're
it's just
about piss and rape. I don't like this episode.
It had to be done.
Someone's gonna talk about it.
We were at your work. We said, let's do a Valentine's episode, and somehow it turned into rape and piss. So, hopefully, we'll do an actual Valentine's episode with Crystal if she wants to join.
Can I just tell you what she said really quick?
If you could,
she said, "You already know about me. If I like you, I'm gonna do it with my whole heart. Might make you cry." That's in terms of sucking dick. Honestly, if a girl can make me cry, sucking my cock. Wow. Good on you, but you have a kid, so I know you're not safe.
Can I have a number?
You want it? 401-481.
Oh, wow. Oh, she probably blocked me. She didn't respond. But, have a good night, everybody. Or a good morning. I don't know when you're listening to this, but
have a good day.
Yeah, have just a great fucking an entire week since you listened to this. Have a good one, because, you know, we will be.
I'll be having something. You gonna pop that lid on?